In the gospel we just heard, our Lord Jesus reminds his disciples of the effect they are to have in the world. He compares the effect he expects them to have as salt and light, salt of the earth and light of the world. We know how important light is in the world for life. Even when light is reduced, we have this dramatic different season called winter. And we know that as more light comes, we will see more green. The color of ordinary time is green, which is hope. We're going to see hope soon. And salt, too, is essential for life. Our bodies couldn't live without it. The word saliva comes from the Latin word for salt, salis. Our saliva has salt. Salary, too, comes from that word. At one time, salt was used as a form of money. That's how valuable it was. Saline comes from salt, as does sea. The deep blue sea has plenty of salt. But daily, we use it to spice our food, to flavor our food. Maybe too much. But I'm German, so more is better, right? And our drink. What would a Bloody Mary taste like without salt? I once thought at some point in my life, I've moved on from this, but I thought I should be drinking low-sodium tomato juice for some reason. I don't know, I must have seen something. Have you ever had that? I took a sip, and then it all went down the drain. And then my mother said, now you know what low-sodium patients go through who have to be on low-sodium diets. It's so important, and I didn't know it. We use salt to melt our ice at this time of year, and salt is still used as a preservative for our foods, and it's still used as a catalyst for ovens to make them hotter. So when mixed with something in the right proportion, salt makes all the difference. It not only makes things different, it makes things better. We wouldn't be here without salt or light. We too are called to be salt and light. We're called to have an effect in the world. The fact is, every birth makes our world different. There's another baby, so the world is different. But not every birth makes our world better, because only Jesus Christ can make us better, and therefore the world better. Imagine what the world would be like had our Lord Jesus never been born. Imagine what the world would be like without Jesus, without the scriptures, without an Old Testament, without a New Testament, without churches, no place to go for hope, even if we stop going, no place to go back to. Imagine our lives without them, but with them, you are better. And I know you don't always feel like it, but with them, you make the world better. You do. I promise you. If you listened to my radio show on Friday, and if you didn't, you're fine. I don't blame you. That's fine. But in my radio show on Friday, I recommended that we begin to prepare for Lent this weekend. This weekend was formally called Septuagesima Sunday, which means it's the Sunday 17 days before Ash Wednesday. I have a little meditation book, and it begins today for Lent. I'm not saying we go back to terms like Septuagesima, but we do need to prepare for Lent. How many of us get 17 days into Lent and then say to ourselves, gee, I don't feel like it's Lent yet? So let's prepare for it. Pray as to what you will do. We always try to better ourselves with giving up stuff, reducing stuff. That's fine. But let's also pray how we may make the world better. And we make the world better by making someone's life better. And it isn't that hard to do consciously. It can be done very simply. We can support an organization that promotes life. That's very Catholic. We can write letters. We can contact an old friend. I can't get into the many ways that we can simply do it. So let's pray for that this week. The world is different because we're here. Today's gospel reminds us that we are to make the world better. We only do it by God's grace. And it is by God's grace, I want to promise you, that you do. Amen.